Kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome to Well with Anahila on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Today I've got 2 leaders from Kotuhitui ki Papakura, and we're going to just introduce them and we'll have a conversation about what they're doing in Papakura. And before we get to that, we'll talk about how do they keep themselves, you know, what's their well-being strategy. You know, like I sing and do selfies and they could do something else. But anyway, I would like to introduce you to Angela Getting. Now, Angela is the Executive Officer and Education Program Leader at Kotuhituhi ki Papakura. And we also have Camilla Cameron. She's a Professional Learning Facilitator. Camilla is at Tuakau College. Yeah. So I'm just going to leave it there, and we're just going to ask the ladies to introduce themselves, and then we'll just have a conversation. So Angela and Camilla, welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour-based MP based in Papakura and Tāmaki. One of the conversations that we do is we bring people in to talk about what they're doing in the community, and at the same time, we also want you to share what do you do for your own well-being, because we want everyone who's out there serving the community to be well as well. See, I'm a poet, well as well. Okay, we'll start with you, Angela. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your... we've just had a conversation about your surname.
Yeah, kia ora, yeah. Anahila, and thank you very much for inviting Cam and I this afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's a delight to be asked, and this is really a lovely experience for us to share a little bit about what we're doing at work and at play.
Oh.
So, first of all, shall I start? Oh, do you want to introduce yourself, Ken?
Kia ora.
Thank you for having me as well. I started teaching at Tuakau College actually 12 years ago.
Oh, 12.
But have ended up with Kotuhituhi ki Papakura now since the beginning of this year, and it's a beautiful mahi that I'm really, really proud to be part of.
Hmm. Yeah, oh, thank you, Camilla. Shall I call you Camilla or Cam?
Either or.
Okay.
I feel like we're friends now, so you can call me Cam.
Okay, Cam, because I know the other Camilla is coming here to New Zealand soon.
So when all of that was happening with Prince Charles and Camilla and all of the Squidgy Gate and that kind of thing was when I was at high school.
Oh, okay.
And so from about then, I have referred to myself as Cam. Because I got a lot of references about everyone thought were original, but really weren't.
All right.
So in regards to my name, it's actually German.
Yes, so it's Gattung.
Gattung. Surprisingly enough, when I was at primary school, I had one teacher ask me if I had any Chinese heritage because of Mao Zedong.
And how did you feel about that?
Quite surprised. I remember I was young, but I'm blonde-headed with blue eyes, so obviously don't look Chinese. But you never know, right? Because
it's three generations. My information says you were teaching Japanese and economics in Rotorua. So,
my goodness, I don't know where you found that.
There's pre-internet information.
Yes. So I've got some information here. So Sophie from my office gathered the information. And
this is fascinating.
Yeah, so I'm just going to read you the paragraph about Angela, and then we'll do the paragraph about Cam so that we know who's here in the room. So it reads, Angela started her career in the secondary school sector, teaching Japanese and economics in Rotorua. She went on to leadership roles in Taranaki and was the principal of Inglewood High School between 2002 to 2009. During this time, she was the chair of the Taranet. Is it Taranet or Taranet? The regional ICT cluster of 6 rural Taranaki high schools as well as being on the boards of Sport Taranaki, Waves Youth Health, and the New Zealand Secondary School Sports Council. Angela subsequently worked in the Arabian Gulf, Middle East, and Central Asia in school management and consulting roles before returning to New Zealand in 2014. Angela currently holds the roles of Education Program Leader and Executive Officer for the Trust. So, wow.
I think it's all true.
I think that sentence from the teacher about having a bit of Chinese related to your name maybe directed you in Asia. That's probably why I think I'll put you down to that. So Cam, Camilla Cameron, also known as Cam, she's the professional leading facilitator. Cam began her teaching career at Tuakau College as a Year 7 homeroom teacher. She has since worked in She has since worked in a range of educational roles aiming to improve outcomes for young learners and old through innovative practice. Cam recently gained a Master of Education with first class honours, congratulations.
Thank you.
From the University of Waikato, developing expertise in assessment practices, middle schooling and professional learning. She is an enthusiastic user of digital technologies and is passionate about ensuring that all of our tamariki has access to the opportunities that have been available through the digital age so they can be creators of their own future. Wow. Congratulations on that master's.
Mine
is still halfway there. It's on hold. But
Keep going.
Yeah. We've got these two wonderful leaders here, and they've chosen to... I'm just probably going to ask you about why have you chosen Kotui Tuiki Papakura as your place to serve people?
So when I came back from overseas, I... well, you can see that I spent some time living and working in Rotorua. And in Taranaki, and especially in Rotorua, I lived for many years and worked in a Māori, but largely Māori community, and I felt that I liked it there. I felt you know, at home there. And when I came back to New Zealand, I got a job at the Ministry of Education, and I was responsible for about 45 schools, and most of them were in and around Auckland City. It was totally new for me to live in Auckland, but there was a wonderful group of schools called the Manaia Kalani Schools, and Glen Innes and Point England, and the ministry asked me to look after those schools. And I learned about the Manaia Kalani Outreach Program. I met some of the movers and shakers of that program, and I became aware that they had a cluster in Papakura called Kotui Tuiki Papakura that was just starting up. So when I saw the advertisement in 2015 for a education program leader for that cluster, I just thought, that's got my name written all over it. And I applied for the position and I was successful. So, you know, Papakura is a community that has quite a few Māori population is quite high. And it just reminds me still of Rotorua, my youth, and I just just really really enjoy the community. Of course there are Pacifica peoples in Papakura, and there are some whiteys like me, but it does feel very much like
Rotorua. Oh, we'll just give a shout out to the Māori MP for Wairiki, Tamati Coffee. I'll let him know that he needs to listen to this program, because Wairiki had influenced your decision on where to practice your art.
So that's how I landed in Kotuhitui, and I'm still in it up till now. Cam's got a different story.
Thanks, Angela.
But that's mine.
Right, Cam.
So I came to Kotuhitui at the beginning of this year. Like you read out before, I've done a number of different things in teaching in different schools, and I've always been motivated by learning, and have always wanted to do something that made a difference. And sometimes I was frustrated in school that we only look at a small section of a person, and especially in our high schools. And I've always felt that a more holistic approach and looking at the whole person made more sense to me. And when I started to learn about Kotui Tuiki Papakura, I saw that there are the three strands of education, health and homes, and it's supporting whole people within whole communities. And I think that connection and that sense of looking at a whole person's life really appealed to me. And the ability to work with adult and children as learners, I find that really rewarding. And I have to actually admit I had a few preconceptions about Papakura.
Same here. Yeah. I live just across the water, Manurewa, next door.
Yeah.
But everybody in Manurewa has some preconceptions about Papakura.
And I live in Tauko.
Oh, well, we're neighbours.
Exactly. And I'm really, really pleased that all of those have been absolutely busted for me. And, yeah, the first day that I started work And Ko Toitoi, I just it felt like coming home. So it's a really great thing to be a part of.
So now people are asking, what's Ko Toitoi ki Papakura? We had Jan Piana here talk about Ko Toitoi ki Papakura, but probably it'd be good reminder. Angela, if you can share what Ko Toitoi ki Papakura does.
Great. Yes, I will. So it is a program of three strands. And Jan is the whānau engagement facilitator who works in the home strand. And Cam is the professional development facilitator who largely works in the education strand. And there are programs in each strand, and some of them we deliver ourselves, which, you know, the education strand is an outreach of Manai Kalani, and it's a lot about the professional development of teachers to change their pedagogy using the affordances of the digital age. And the children learn with a device each. And the trust, our trust, the Papakura Ko Toitoi Trust, finances the families into those devices at a very low cost. So that's kind of the education strand in a nutshell. We work as a cluster. There are six schools in our cluster, Papakura High, Papakura Central, Parker State, Kereru Park Campus, Edmund Hillary School and Red Hill Primary School. And in our health strand, we actually contract the delivery of that program. So we raise the funds for the health, but we don't deliver it ourselves because we haven't got there yet. You know, I'm not a health expert, and we have the trust hasn't gone there, but it could be a possibility in the future. So in the health strand, every one of our five primary schools has a registered nurse and a whānau support worker in the school every day, not right through the day, but for a portion of the day. And they concentrate on checking for sore throats because they lead to rheumatic fever. Skin assessment because that leads to terrible, you know, skin conditions. And all the other health assessments and health education for the children of the schools. And they link through their whānau support worker, they link with the families. So the primary school families need to consent to their children being able to access the clinic at the school, but the nurses and whānau workers are there every day. In the high school, we fund a position, which is the youth worker.
Okay.
We also top up the salaries of the two nurses. So high schools have a formula based on the school role, how much nursing they are allowed to have, or they are funded through the Ministry of Health, or through the DHB, and so we top up that for the two nurses so that they're full time, and we also support a nurse practitioner in the high school twice a week. So the nurse practitioner acts like a doctor. She can prescribe medication, and she comes in twice a week and she holds clinics for high school students on site at the school. You know, many of these families, our families, don't actually have a GP. So it's about the nurses and the nurse practitioner being there where the students are. The point of service is where the children are, the young people are every day.
So with the outbreak of the measles outbreak, how did the nurses, were they involved in that?
Yes, they were. It was a DHB response. So they held some weekend immunisation clinics at the high school, and then during the week they actually did sort of like a road trip around high school. So so a couple of days they weren't at Papakura High, but they were at Pukekohe High with another, with their group of nurses, or they were at Manurewa High School. So they did, they sort of got together in their groups, but there were also weekend clinics. And when Papakura High School had their annual fair that day, there was a measles immunisation clinic running through, because a lot of the young people with their parents were at the fair, so that's where you get them. So that's the health strand. And in our home strand, we have the wonderful Jan Piahana, who works with a group of volunteers. They've been through a co-design experience over the last 3 years, which was largely supported by the Southern Initiative, and it's a new way of working. It's a way that a program is developed by the whānau, for the whānau, and, you know, with the whānau. And at the very beginning, it would be fair to say that none of us knew what that meant, but as the TSI coached us and enabled us to see and to experience that process of co-design,
You're starting to go into ABC's, so TSI, what's
that? Oh, the Southern Initiative.
Yeah.
Do you know the Southern Initiative?
Yes, yeah. I just wanted to say that
the listeners,
might know what that,
They're supported by the co-design, or the co-lab, the co-lab of Auckland. So co-design is a program where the people who are the recipients of the services actually design what services are provided. And our whānau largely have done this on a voluntary basis. And they are now offering initiatives in warm, dry, healthy homes.
Yeah, the thing I like about that, when I visited Jen at Papakura High School, she had said, oh, when they come in sick with sore throat or runny nose or skin problems, they asked them, oh, can we come home with you? Can we? And I said, oh, why do you do that? And she said, so that we can talk to them about their heating, their homes, and see if they would like us to come home and help them. So,
it's all related, you know, because children get sick because their homes are full of moisture, because the air is so laden with moisture and bugs, and they can't breathe, and that, you know, leads to the respiratory illness. And, yeah, it's, as Cam was saying, our program actually focuses on the children to meet their needs for their education, for their health, and for their families to be capable, so that they know how to help their children. And it's about seeing a really bright, successful future for these children. The other thing that the whānau do in the home strand is they also offer financial literacy programs, and they do that with the help of Westpac New Zealand. And that money skills course runs for 6 weeks, every week for 6 weeks. They also have an arm that helps parents understand how their children are learning on their devices.
Yes.
And it opens the world of the Google Suite to parents, which, you know, we've all had to learn ourselves, right?
Yes. So, I was going to ask Cam about her enthusiastic user of digital technologies, because I'm a parent myself, and I have a phone, which I use most of the time for stuff like emails and Facebook. But my daughter uses her phone for all sorts of things, and my knowledge can't keep up with my daughter. So probably a good time to bring you in, Cam, to talk about how do parents keep up with technology to support their kids.
I think it probably starts with the relationship, doesn't it? And, and having those conversations about, and, you know, the idea of ako, or reciprocal learning. So even though there are certain things that that our young people can teach us about using the digital technologies, there are certain points of wisdom that we, with our adult hats, can pass on to them. And so I think that learning together is really key around that, and having the conversations about, well, you know, what's happening for you online, what are you doing, and making it sort of open and a point of discussion rather than something that I don't really understand it, so I'm just going to avoid it. And for the majority of what our young people are using their devices for, it's incredibly positive and it's really powerful.
So what are the parents saying?
The parents are saying things like, oh, I didn't even know this was here, because our kaupapa is that everything is visible.
Yeah.
So every school has a website, which of course is visible, which means that anybody who has an internet connection and a device can see it.
Yeah.
But we also have all the teachers' class sites visible.
So
So what the teachers are teaching is visible. So if...
So parents can log in.
Yep.
They don't even need to log in.
They just go and visit.
Yeah. So they'll go to the school site or they'll go to the Kutuitui site, because we also have the links. And then you'll find the page of links to the class sites, and you find room 15 and you click on it, and there's all the teachers learning and all of the curriculum all visible for you.
Oh, wow.
So when we show this to parents, they say, wow, is this here? I didn't know this. How come? And, you know, please spread the, you know, good news, because you can see what your daughter or your son is studying right now in literacy or in maths, and you can have the conversation.
When they come home.
Yeah, when they come home.
Yeah.
And they also, students in one-to-one classes have their own individual blog, so that's a place where they can connect and share with an authentic audience the things that they have been learning and invite feedback. So as a parent, if your daughter's got a blog, you can go into a blog post and then you can write her a comment. I mean, of course, you can talk to her at home, but if you'd like to leave a comment, you could leave a comment.
She'll say, "Mum, get off my page."
She could do too.
You're not allowed here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But however, we can't turn it off just for mums and dads. So it's either visible to everybody, or it's invisible to everybody.
Sorry, kids. Right. So the Manaia Kalani enables students to have a piece of technology. What's that fancy word they call
it's
it?
A Chromebook.
Chromebook.
Mm-hmm.
So does every student in the Kutuitui cluster have one?
So the device is actually chosen by the Manaia Kalani Management Group, or the Hackers Group they call it, because BYO is, that makes parents go and buy a device that they think will work.
Yeah.
And some parents might find that difficult. So Manaia Kalani actually chooses a very robust device at a very good price with a package which includes 3 years of insurance and warranty, which you actually can't buy in any store.
Yeah.
Because it's an extended warranty. Mm-hmm. And so the bundle, the trust sells the bundle to parents of the children in one-to-one classes. Now, each school principal decides at which level one-to-one starts. So in most of our schools, one-to-one starts in year four. And then it goes right through to year 13.
Okay.
In the Manaia Kalani model, the year one-to-threes or one-to-twos, before Chromebooks start, before the one-to-one Chromebooks start, they have a system of one-to-one iPads, which the school buys the iPads, not the parents. However, in Kutuitui, our schools haven't really gone down that route yet. It's an individual board of trustees and principals decision for the babies. And some of the schools are now just thinking about how they might utilise iPads better in shared environments. So it's not like we all have to do all of it, but we do all have to do, like if we're in the Manaia Kalani outreach, we all have to do the essentials of the pedagogy for all the teachers and the one-to-one Chromebook program for those classes that are one-to-one.
That's the essence of it. It's the primary focus is on what's the most effective way that we can teach the learners that we have, and to accelerate them and to have them leave us as young adults with the best options, the best preparation they can as citizens of the world and the digital world. And the device use fits in around how we do that. And so it's not our kids don't have a device in front of them all day, every day. But it's teaching the children and the teachers how to use those devices in the best way to push the learning forward.
Oh, ladies, thank you, Cam. Time flies when we're having fun. We've got like 4 minutes left.
Oh, really?
We haven't even talked about what you guys do for well-being. So before I get into that, I'll give it to you as a last words in terms of what you do for well-being. So for Ka Tui Tuiki Papakura, if I'm a parent listening or an auntie or an uncle or grandparents listening and thinking that is my grandchild or child, how do I know that that's something that my school offers? What's the contact details?
So we can be contacted via phone if we ring Papakura High School and just ask for Ka Tui Tui. That's where we're based. We have an office there and somebody will pick up. If you want to make contact us, that's on our website, www.kotuitui.org.nz. There's a little contact us form. Or you can send an email to admin@kotuitui.org.nz. Remember, that's K-O-O without a macron because we are Tainui. Those are the main ways of contacting us.
Cool. Right. We'll give it to Cam, then we'll come back to you, Angela, because you've just spoken to have a think about it. So, Cam, in the next 1 minute and a bit, what do you do for your own well-being? What do you do?
For me, it's about finding a balance between having a really strong sense of purpose, which keeps me well, but also having some downtime and some switch off time. I'm around people a lot in my work, probably my best thing to do is I catch a yoga class by myself, or I'll take my dog for a walk in the bush. Just really simple things that don't cost a lot of money, but help me get out of my head and get back into my body and into the world. I find that really restorative.
Thanks, Cam. Angela?
Well, I like to take my granddaughters from their parents.
Okay.
That's the thing that I like.
Spending time with the granddaughters.
Yes, they're still young, and one's not actually in Auckland, but I'm always asking to see her. And the other one is around. I'm wanting at least one day a week.
Yes.
The other thing I like doing also, I have a dog, and I have the lovely Toitira Park in on my back doorstep. So I take her there, you know, as often as I can. And, I like to do that. I like to walk by myself as well, I think. You know, people with busy lives.
Just reflect.
It's really good for thinking.
Yes.
So that's what I like.
Wow, thank you very much for sharing what you do for well-being, because it is simple as that. It's just having time to yourself, because it's so fast now. Everything is fast. And spending time with grandkids, simplicity with the dog, going for a walk. Thank you for taking time to coming in to having a chat. And hopefully parents are listening and they can come along and see the benefits the program provides. One of the things I liked, there was a parent, there was a volunteer in the home project with Jan, and she, part of that is that she came in and she completed her studies and now she's working somewhere in Papakura. Yeah, she was new to the area, didn't really know how to connect, got involved with Ka Tui Tui or Papakura through volunteering, and now she's working.
She works for us, actually. Yes,
there
but there have been about 6 or 7 volunteers that have gone on to employment, which is a fantastic outcome. We've lost them, you know.
Yeah,
and we're always looking for more volunteers. So if there's any listeners who are in Papakura area and have a few hours a week, please contact us.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, there you go. Don't be scared. Come on over to Papakura High School. There's Jan, there's Angela, there's Cam. Just talk to John, even the principal. He's okay as well. So thank you very much, Angela. Thank you very much, Cam, for coming in to sharing Ka Tui Tui ki Papakura and, of course, what you do for well-being. And that was Well with Anahila Kanongataa Sui Sui Ki, the Labour List MP based in Papakura and Tamaki. You have a great night. Ka kite anō.